Schools these days are trying to serve up healthy food for lunch, but a lot of the fruits and vegetables end up in the trash. WBUR's Kerry Young visited the cafeteria of one Massachusetts school trying some new ways to get kids to eat their vegetables.
It's easy to tell if kids like a recipe. Check the trash can. One by one, the kids here at Partham Elementary School in Lawrence drop their plates into large plastic trash containers before heading to recess. Also getting dumped is a lot of steamed broccoli.
Kids are brutally honest, and they tell you whether they like it or they don't like it.
Carol Noonan is the manager of nutrition services at Lawrence Public Schools. She says the district has been striking out with its healthy recipes.
Parents were calling us and saying that their kids are not liking the food.
But rather than retreating to reliable kid favorites like pizza, the district called in some kitchen reinforcements of sorts.
These are pickled red onions. This adds a little extra love to the dish.
That's Chef Sam Eichlin, the director of a program known as Chefs in Schools. Chefs from this program temporarily join school cafeteria staffs in Massachusetts, like the folks here at Partham Elementary, and help them develop healthy recipes that kids actually like. Like these Korean chicken tacos.
Make a line.
Today, it's time for a taste test.
Here you go, that's a little sample for you. You're welcome, such nice manners. Here you go.
Because the school is trying to keep the salt content down, Eichlin added flavor to these tacos with pickled onions and dousing this vegetable slaw with some lime juice and cilantro. A group of fourth graders approach the table, not quite sure what to make of the colorful cups. Fourth grader Hannah Fitzgerald is one of them.
I think I like it because it's sort of spicy and I like spicy things.
Her classmates are mostly in agreement.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was really good.
I like onions.
It was really good. I loved it a lot.
The chicken was really good.
But getting to this point, with mostly rave reviews on healthy menu items, took Eichlin several taste tests and a large helping of creativity. Because unlike restaurants, school cafeterias like this one here in Lawrence work on a tight budget.
If you're a chef in a restaurant, you can buy whatever you want, you can work with whatever you want. But in the schools, there's a pretty standard set of ingredients, and they're doing what they can with what they have.
In the last decade, cafeteria staff have also had to meet increasingly strict nutrition standards. Aaron McAleer is the president of Project Bread, an anti-hunger organization that runs this Chefs in Schools program. She admits that can be a delicate balance.
There's a lot of strategy behind it. It's also providing the food that kids will eat. You know, it's not solving the problem if you're providing food that they're just going to throw away.
It's a debate that many parents are familiar with. Do you serve kids food you know they're going to eat so they at least have some calories to run on? Or do you prioritize getting the nutrients needed for brain development? That's part of why Congress passed a law in 2010 requiring schools to fill their vending machines with healthy snacks, cut back on sodium, and serve more whole grains.
Thanks to a lot of efforts from a lot of people in Washington, we raised the bar.
Eric Rim is a nutrition scientist at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Because of that law, Rim says, we saw an explosion of programs just like this around the country. But while these efforts have shown success in getting students to eat more vegetables and whole grains, that 2010 law still has its critics.
It's been something that's been under discussion for years, and small steps have been taken forward and backwards.
One of those backward steps, Rim argues, just came from the USDA. This month, the agency announced it was relaxing some school lunch regulations, meaning cafeterias will have more flexibility to serve things like white bread and sodium. The agency says it's intended to reduce food waste. But nutritionists like Rim aren't convinced. They say while schools have come a long way from the days of mystery meatloaf and hot dogs, those kinds of changes could stall that progress. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.